All right, it is 8:39, a quick break from our radio ping pong. Let's talk plays in the park. Megan Johnson, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So Plays in the Park is back, which is exciting.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun. Now, last year you did a Shakespeare play and a non-Shakespeare play. Are you doing that again?
We are doing that again this year. And just like our mission statement says, we're not only doing a Shakespeare, but we're doing a play written by a woman.
Because
we're really trying to push female playwrights because they aren't done enough. Only approximately one in five plays produced in the nation are written by women, which is kind of unfortunate. So, yeah, we're doing another children's play written by a woman. Susan Pargman is a playwright for Scheherazade.
Cool.
Which is an exciting show based on the 1000 Arabian Nights. It's one of the stories pulled from there with a female heroine who saves the day. It's pretty fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what's the Shakespeare play you're doing?
The Shakespeare play we're doing is A Midsummer Night's Dream, which
that's a great one.
Is not much ado about nothing, but it's pretty exciting because it's set in the woods. And hey, it's in the park in the woods, so we don't even have a backdrop.
Perfect.
It's just trees.
You'll have the ultimate set.
Exactly.
Built by Mother Nature.
Yeah, it's been growing for us for hundreds of years.
There you go. Fantastic. You guys plan way in advance.
Right.
It's just amazing how you do that. That's amazing. So this takes place at in Arcata.
Yep, at the Arcata Redwood Park.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's the cool thing. This is something that was done a long time ago. It was done a while ago, and it kind of took a break.
Yeah, the last production of Shakespeare in the Park was in 2007, after 30 years of doing it.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, Calder Johnson, my husband and the executive producer, he remembers seeing it when he was, you know, knee-high and just growing up with it. And so when it went away and we finally had an opportunity to bring it back, we jumped on it.
Fantastic.
So this is our second year of plays in the park.
That's awesome. Well, my kids used to play on the little play structure there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's where we're performing again this year.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That is great. And when does it begin?
We open this Friday.
Wow.
We start with Midsummer Night's Dream on Friday and Saturday night at 7. And then Sunday at 2, we have a free matinee of Scheherazade.
Wow.
Every Sunday at 2 o'clock, we'll have the free matinee open for friends and family. It's not just a kids show. It's for the full family. There's some fun jokes in there that go over the kids' heads.
Yeah. that's the best kid stuff, you know. It's the one where the adults can go and enjoy on their level.
Yeah. And well, we've been really lucky with this production because it's an Arabian story. And so we actually got very fortunate to work with Shoshana from Redwood Wax.
Sure.
All the belly dancing locally, and she choreographed numbers for us and was a huge asset for the show.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just terrific.
Isn't she?
Yeah, she's a wonderful asset to the community. She's just great. And what does it cost to see these shows?
Well, for Midsummer Night's Dream, well, because Scheherazade's free. So
right.
Midsummer is $12 at the door, $10 if you buy pre-sale. And if you head to playsinthepark.net, there's information, there's a phone number that you can call and to get tickets beforehand for $2 less.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And what is the capacity being an outdoor thing?
Well, we've got bleachers. We can sit, I believe we counted around 120 people.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and this year, actually, we're stepping it up a notch, and we're supplying seat cushions to
nice.
Make them a little more comfortable, because, yeah, it's been a ongoing thing for the 30 years of Shakespeare in the Park. They always had the bleachers were very uncomfortable, so this year we're fighting that with cushions.
All right.
But there's also some areas for seating, and if you wanted to bring a couple lawn chairs, or, of course, wheelchair access as well. But the bleachers will be more comfortable this year, I promise.
It's like a crabs game, except it's, you know, acting.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of crabs, you get Shakespeare.
There you go.
Yeah.
That works for me. I like that. I like that. And how long is the run?
We run every weekend in August, so we've got 4 weekends of shows.
Fantastic. And folks, I really highly recommend you check it out. It is so much fun. And good choice of plays, because it's one of those Shakespeare plays. It's not hard to watch. It's a lot of fun.
No, it's a lot of fun. Very funny. There's so many weird love triangles going on and things getting switched around and potions happening and I get turned into a donkey. So it's all exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing effects.
Oh, yeah. You can only do so much outside in the woods, but we do what we can. It's still pretty fun.
Right, right. No computer graphics here, people.
No.
She really turns into a donkey. You have to watch. It's pretty amazing.
Real magic.
Magic. You have to use real magic. Well, fantastic. This Friday is when it gets underway. I highly recommend folks do it. What's the website again?
The website is Plays in the Park, all one word, playsinthepark.net.
Fantastic. All righty. Well, Megan, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.